This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another post-game edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan and Stick Tap to you for making Spits and Suds the top hockey podcast for Odyssey and the top Stars podcast in DFW and beyond. Seriously, we truly appreciate it. Well, boys and girls, the playoffs can't come soon enough, Stars fans, because the woes continue. The Stars lose. They're six straight. And add Detroit to Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Vancouver most recently as far as third period comebacks. The Stars had a third period lead in all four of these games, failed to grab 2 points. They give up four Red Wings goals in the third period tonight. One was an empty netter and lose by the score of 6-4. Let's highlight those third periods. This courtesy of Victory Plus. Goals against on this six-game losing streak. First period, 5. Second period, 4. Not bad. Third period overtime, 20. A minus 13 goal differential in the third period. That's 32nd in the NHL. I don't need to tell you how many teams are in the NHL for to let you know that 32nd is the lowest you can go. All right. So, how long ago has it been since the Stars outshot somebody? 15 games ago, it was Anaheim, and they haven't done it since. And we've mentioned that the Stars since January 1st are among the leaders in most shorthanded minutes. Prior to January 1st, the Stars were 7th best in the NHL, and now they are among the worst. So when you add that together, it's an interesting kind of recipe heading into the playoffs as far as what team is going to show up against Colorado this upcoming weekend. Your guess is as good as mine. And when you're struggling, you try to do too much and you overcompensate and you don't keep your space defensively. Let me give you a couple examples. Alex DeBrincat's goal. Wide open coming down on the wing. No one picked him up. In fact, Petrovic was leaning over. And great pass, but an easy DeBrincat goal. Petrovic has to play his position a little bit more there. And the Red Wings go up 2-1. The Lucas Raymond goal, which was a very important goal to make it 5-3, sums up what the Stars are going through. And if I'm Pete DeBoer, one of my biggest messages, stay out of the penalty box, obviously. Eliminate these neutral zone turnovers. On this play, Detroit actually turned the puck over. Jason Robertson grabs it. And he's facing against the boards, and he does a blind pass. It goes right onto the stick of Lucas Raymond, who is off to the races. Very talented player. Beats Ottinger. But why, if you're Jason Robertson, are you doing that? There is an art to simply putting it back off the glass and then going and fighting in the Detroit zone. But some of these passes in the neutral zone are just blind. They just don't make sense. Now, there were times tonight that the Stars, you know, played good. Awesome move by Jamie Benn. I wish he got the 400th goal. I don't blame Liam Bischel. I mean, what if that goal didn't go in and Bischel didn't touch it? We'd all be over the all over the rookie. So I like the aggressiveness that he's showing. But Jamie Benn will get his 400th at some point. And I actually think that Jamie Benn at times was really good tonight, and that was good to see. Got a tweet, and this is totally expected. Totally expected. Saying, I bet you were cheering and popping a Frosty when Colin Blackwell scored a shorty. I did not pop one, but I thought about getting it out of the fridge. And I'm sorry, guys. I just dig Colin Blackwell. I just think this team right now needs Colin Blackwells. He provides a lot of energy. He provides spark. He was only out there for 10 minutes, but he can provide scoring on that fourth line. I think he's been really good this year. I would like to see them bring back Colin Blackwell. I think the cap restraints might be challenging, but let's see what happens. But let's get to your tweets. You guys had a lot of great feedback tonight as far as the Stars losing. Next up for the Stars, Nashville. Fuzzy Wuzzy Boom Boom. I'm feeling bad, man. Avs don't look good either, but we got to find some sort of positive to build a foundation off of going into the playoffs. So Lindell and Harley were sitting tonight, Fuzz. And this, I think Fuzzy brings up a good point because I'm feeling bad too. And you do need some kind of momentum to build. The question about the Avalanche is going to be rest or rust. And you can't determine that until you see game one. And it might take a couple of periods. But Colorado now has their first of many days rest because their last game was Sunday night. So Colorado now is free and easy until the playoffs are announced. Whereas Dallas had tonight and they have Wednesday night against Nashville. So that's a lot of rest for those Avs players. But at the same time, how rusty will they be? Flip side, Lindell and Harley needed the rest, getting the rest for the second straight game. Interested to see what happens against Nashville. I think at that point, you might have to play them a little bit. Maybe limit their minutes, but we'll see. Doug Boren says, not the same since losing that 3-goal lead with a minute to go. Yeah, certainly that was a heartbreaker. But they've had a few heartbreakers lately. Supernova Overs, I feel like my Frosties are begging to be drank. 400 minus 1 equals 399. Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. But kudos to the NHL for reviewing that and saying, yes, Bischel did put a stick on it going over the line. You know, I think everyone wished that Jamie got that goal because if he doesn't score, then we have to wait till next year. And will Jamie Benn be back with this team? All signs point to he will, but you never know what's going to happen. And Jim Nill said, if I'm here, Jamie Benn's going to be in a star sweater. So will something change from there? I don't know, but we do know Jamie Benn is an unrestricted free agent. I think the sides will get together and put together some kind of veteran deal that'll be fair for both sides. David at Colt Strong 19972, Stars are getting bounced in the first round. You can't limp into the playoffs and lose this much momentum. That is certainly a point, David, that I think a lot of us are feeling like, how is this team just going to, let me do this, snap the fingers and get back into it? I'm so glad my dog didn't bark just then. You can't just like all of a sudden, you know what? We're going to get rid of all of our turnovers. We're going to stay out of the penalty box. We're going to score more. We're going to play better group defense. Like, it's not just the defensemen, too. It is the forwards not coming back. I mean, you look at, go to NHL.com and look at the highlights of tonight's goals. Watch the forwards coming back. They are not skating hard. They are gliding. And I'm not saying it's a lack of effort, but what I am saying is you have to put the Jets on. You cannot allow a team like Detroit to be so free and easy. Of course, they're talented with Raymond. Patrick Kane still has it. DeBrincat. They have, really, really good players. But this is a non-playoff team. They've been playing really well as of late. But you would just think that the Stars would want to get a little momentum heading into this playoff. Mitch says, that's D. Mitchum TX. I am not hopeful with these stats. Stars, last six games, 5 goals allowed, 3 goals for, 36.5 SA, 25 SF, 57% penalty kill, 27% power play, 20 goals against in the third period. Yeah, I mean, stats don't lie. They haven't been good lately, Mitch. You know, 36.5 shots against, 25 shots for. And that can be an overrated stat, but when it's happening so consistently, clearly there's an issue. Since the Miro Heiskanen departure, this team is completely different. It lasted for a while, but this team is different and they're becoming outshot. They're spending too much time in the penalty box. Boy, am I worried about Nathan MacKinnon. Clint Dickinson. At Clint Heavy D. Met Clint once at a Stars game, him and his lovely wife. They're awesome. Texas is having an outstanding year. It's clear that the Stars brass doesn't trust any D-men down there. Not really even Petro, but how much worse can it get? Who's down there that can be a black ace on D? Shout out to the black ace, Matee Blumel. Even consider him one. Stars have a really interesting dilemma with Matee Blumel. So players like Blumel are going to be pivotal or Ritzkovian for this Stars team because with Rantanen's contract, they are going to be up against the cap. So if they re-sign Ben, if they re-sign Duchesne, if they are forced to keep the Dumba contract, Hartley's going to be up in a year. So they have some interesting decisions to make, and you have to have AHL players move on to your NHL roster, similar to trading away Radek Foxa, insert Oscar Beck. Blumel is having an outstanding year for Texas, a record-setting year. I think he can play fourth-line minutes. And could probably provide some scoring. But I think Blumel, and we talked about this with Sean Shapiro, and I'm glad you brought this up, Clint. I think a team will offer Blumel a one-way contract. And will the Stars offer him a one-way contract with the ability to fight to make this roster? As Sean pointed out, just because it's one-way does not mean you're guaranteed a roster spot. You're just paid a certain amount. You do have to clear waivers if you're sent down, but, you know, all players need to do that, basically. All right. So really, really good question. To answer your second question, I don't think they were thrilled at any of the call-ups defensively, Clint. And to be honest, I don't think there's someone down there that could replace someone up here that's better. As much as the defense is struggling, I just don't feel as though they have someone that is going to be really good, that's going to come up and make an impact. Petrovic is the only one that has a lot of NHL experience. That's why he's playing now. I think clearly he'll be on the playoff roster or carrying. You know, he will be one of those guys. Simon Cave, are you missing a post-game Frosty? Boy, I really am. I'm kind of craving one, Simon, aren't you? I mean, I think next, if they beat Nashville, do I pop a Frosty on game 82? I probably do. So if they beat Nashville, then I will pop a Frosty and we will all enjoy it together. because we all deserve one at this point. Why Joe number 53 is elite. Either the Doomers are right or they aren't. We won't know until we see what they look like in games 1 and 2. Didn't our Texas Rangers win their World Series after ending on a skid? Yes. The Texas Rangers, as I pointed out, if there was a team that backed into the playoffs, boy, did the Texas Rangers back in big time. And we all imagined that they would go to Tampa and they would lose. But what did they do? They went on to win the World Series and set a World Series record going undefeated on the road. So if that happens, whew, will that be certainly special? So we will see what happens. Yeah, and it's going to be a game 1 or 2 to really kind of gauge where the Stars are at. Luckily, games 1 and 2 are at home. Going to need a big barn that night for games 1 and 2. Dart 2284. Meaning big barn, I mean loud barn. Great. This team is looking better each game. The defense is solid. Should handle McCarr and McKinnon easy. I say Petrovic with McKinnon. Dart, I love you, but are you doing a bit on me? I mean, I just followed back, so send me a message. But handling McCarr and McKinnon easy? I got news for you. There's no one on this roster that can stay with Nathan McKinnon. That was Miro Heiskanen's job. So hopefully Miro Heiskanen can come back in this series, but they're going to have to figure out creative ways to slow down this offense of Colorado. And I would not use the term easily in any aspect when dealing with Cale Makar and Nathan McKinnon. Just like no team is going to say easy when it comes to Wyatt Johnston or Mikko Rantanen. Keir says, I'm not afraid. This team is pushing through this final stretch, and then we get Tyler and Miro back for round one. Harles and Esso with some rest will be a massive help. The reunited second line will be a catalyst for the offense, and I trust Otter and Net. Let's go, Keir. I like this. I love the optimism. We need you to go and read the lineup card prior to game one. I do like that optimism. Whew. If that happens, my man, Frosty for you. Wasuko says, Gavin, I'm going to be honest. I just don't see how they can just magically reset. And that's my thing. It just doesn't snap together just like that. The team's stamina is dried up. They just can't play 3 periods. The discipline is lacking. Even the team chemistry isn't there. What's worse, the coaching staff seems to run out of ideas. Let's see what Pete DeBoer does as far as coaching adjustments against Colorado. He'll have a few days to come up with some and implement some strategies in practice. Division rivals, so they've seen them a lot. So everyone knows about everyone. So let's see what Pete DeBoer can do. But I agree with you. I don't think you can just stop taking penalties. The wear down factor is certainly there. There's just a lot of things you can point to, and let's hope they can. Stacy Nolan, listening to them after the game, don't think they know what to do. We're in trouble. I usually don't say that. Yeah, it is a different locker room. I want to use my words carefully. I would just say confidence probably isn't at an all-time high right now, and I think they're trying to figure out ways to get out of it, and Wednesday, a nice win against Nashville would be a good way to get out of it. And maybe they can just snap their fingers and Harley and Lindell return and Heiskanen comes back after a few games in round one. Maybe all this can happen. David Kokas, good to hear from you, my friend. Why do I feel like you popped a Frosty when Blackwell scored the shorthanded goal? In all seriousness, I'm hoping they are playing it safe and trying to manage their minutes and health. Yes, that's what they're trying to do, and it'll be interesting who sits on Wednesday. Pete DeBoer, I believe, is going to go with a full lineup, so we'll see. Sports by K-Twiz all day. Limping into the playoffs is a dangerous proposition, Gavin. You can't just flip a switch and be like, all is good in the world. Colorado will be ready. This defense has played terrible in the last 6 games. Love the podcast. Hashtag Tolo. Thank you so much, K-Twiz. Really, really appreciate you and everyone else's support. It is a dangerous proposition. These teams you're playing, are dangerous because they have nothing to play for except jobs. So therefore the sticks are loose. They're having a good time. The passing is free, getting a lot of shots on net, padding the stats, whatever you want to call it. That said, got to play tighter. They're just too loose. Detroit tonight could do at times whatever they wanted. And to me, that comes back to the hitting and the physicality, which hopefully will be ramped up in the playoffs. You have to find unique ways to stop teams. And one of the ways you can do that is by physicality. And I just don't know if the Stars have that in them. BC Trading Cards, TX, not much to discuss. They're Swiss cheese on the blue line without Miro. If he doesn't come back by game three, Colorado might sweep them. No, they can't just turn it on. Husky, I don't know, Gavin, as you said in response to my submission after Utah, tonight was a perfect time for someone like Robo, Rope, Wyatt Johnston, Miko to become a game changer. The Stars need. Nobody did it, and it's getting ridiculous. Props to all who can remain optimistic, but I can't do this anymore. Yeah, it would be nice to see one of them step up. And you know what? Stick tap to Evgeny Dodonov, 2020 again, 40 points. I mean, we got to go back to that trade for Denis Gurianov. Boy, what a trade that was. He has been an absolute Swiss Army knife for this team. He's been wonderful. It's another unrestricted free agent I would love to see come back for the Stars. But yes, the big guns on the Stars have to come up big. We all know what Nathan MacKinnon's going to do. We know what Cale Makar is going to do. It's time for someone on the Stars to step up. Noah Brown, I truly think they are coasting to the playoffs. Personally, I'm expecting the same effort against Nashville on Thursday. I think game one will be a big tell. Hopefully they can flip the switch easily. Yeah, hopefully the crowd is really, really loud, gets them amped up. They come up with a lot of juices flowing. Colorado-Dallas is a fun series. And if I can give some advice, and I know we're all Stars passionate, but enjoy this series for what it is, because it's a really, really good series. Interesting to see if Gabriel Landeskog will be back in the Colorado lineup. And remember this, Colorado has a lot to play for. Dallas has knocked them out the last two times in the playoffs that they faced each other. So Colorado has a little incentive playing against Dallas. And as many people say when we have them on Spits and Suds, Dallas is the team in the Central that others gear up for, look up to, so to speak. So to take Dallas down, I think Colorado would be amped to do that. Joe says, well, you got to ask where the Granlund and Rantanen, like WTF Rantanen, looked like an idiot on the last power play. I mean, statistically, he's one of the better playoff performers in NHL history. Let's hope he can do it then. Chris Stapkov, and all of a sudden, I'm worried about the goaltending on this team, man. Some of those Detroit goals felt were savorable for Ottawa. Yeah, you know, listen, you know I'm a Jake Ottinger homer. Not the best night for Ottinger. I agree with you. Of course, I admit I'm just a fan on the couch, not an NHL goalie, but man, painful ones to let in for sure. With the injuries to this Stars team and with the way that they're playing, you absolutely need Jake Ottinger to be elite Jake Ottinger, 100% in the playoffs. Travis, salty self, says maybe next year. Oh, all right. Hey, listen, I don't blame you, Travis. I mean, you cannot, I love the optimism that several people have, but I understand the pessimism as well. Stacy says, why do you think all of a sudden they are allowing so many shots? I get maybe not high danger, not in the slot, but what happened? I get Miro gone, but it's like the book is out on the Stars coaching. What the clueless. So I do think the book is out on the Stars. And I do think through some strategies, if you can neutralize their speed, you can be really effective against the Dallas Stars. And I really think two things. Whether the Stars can turn it on or not, it's not just the momentum for the Stars. Think about if you're in the room in Colorado and you're going into the third period down one or two. You absolutely know the goal differential that Dallas has been giving up in the third period and the third period leads that have been squandered. That gives you hope and that gives you momentum. So we can say that these games don't matter, but at the same time, I do think there are aspects that do matter, and that's one of them. The other aspect is teams are looking at this Stars defense without Miro Heiskanen, and they feel as though they can take advantage. So as the physicality ramps up because the rink shrinks in the playoffs, and it's another level of hockey, interested to see if one of the strategies are to commit heavily into the Stars defensive zone and try to wear that defense down and keep it in the zone a lot, because that's another way you neutralize the speed. Because you're so tired working out of your zone, you're just looking to make a line change. Great questions, everybody. Seriously, great questions. You guys come to play every single night. You make this podcast fun. I love this feedback because I can give a game recap, give some of the things that I saw tonight, but also talk to you. And that's what I absolutely love. We'll have some more podcasts this week. Obviously, we'll talk to you after Wednesday night game. It's a busy week on Spits and Suds. And so we'll also find out pretty soon what day the Stars will be playing and what time they'll be playing. And you know, if the Stars are playing at a time because it's on TV, you might as well tack on 20 to 30 minutes to that puck drop. So for producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Hopefully the boys can get it back on track on Wednesday. But until then, have a great day, everyone.